Just about Jenny and the situation, without going into details, just want to stand and really declare about the goodness of the Lord, that God is good and we see his goodness outworking in our lives. It must be sort of 3 months ago before, yes, 3 months, oh no, three, almost 4 months actually, since Jenny shared about her healing, or God speaking a word of a rhema word about her healing, and something she said there about relationship with Father and knowing God as Father. And a couple of one thing coming out of that is really it is a relationship with God as Father, seeing that in here. And Jesus talking about prayer said address God as Father. So address out of that's your relationship, and like all relationships, there's stresses and tensions, and we see and feel that. But it's in that relationship of knowing God as Father and knowing that he's good and for you. And also the other thing Jesus said, in heaven, he has a perspective and sees things which we see, has a perspective on things which we don't have, and he sees things which we don't see. And that helps to explain some of the things which don't happen, some of the things which do happen. And in our walk over the last, well, it's 3 months, beginning of June, almost to the day, when we had two trips out, Jenny and I, her last two trips out as a couple on our own. And we went to this shop, and Jenny wanted something, but I was just looking around, just waiting for her. And there was one thing there which, to me, sort of just rang out with Jenny's name on it. And I pointed out and said, we've just got to get it or check that it's all our... Yeah, yeah, okay, we'll buy it. And that makes no sense if Jenny is not healed. And also just round the corner was somewhere else where I said, oh, I'll just go and mind just calling in, just have a quick look. And God, for months, had been speaking about something and saying, if you don't ask, you won't get. I said, and Jenny, oh, I don't want to bother going round there and waiting for you. Oh, well, let's just go and have a look. And I went and asked the bloke, and it was like he had the thing already on the screen waiting for me. And he said, well, you've got to wait 2 weeks because it's not here, and 2 weeks to get it in. And, you know, it was, what's the catch here? Should I be thinking about catch, thinking about a bit more? But Lord, really, the Lord has spoken. If you don't ask, you won't get. And just really, just in faith, saying, look, we'll just go for it. And there was argy-bargy about the dates. And Jenny went into hospital on the last Saturday of June. And the penultimate Friday, the day before, was when we received it. And Jenny had insisted upon that date. And again, what's going on? How does it all work out? In a sense, it doesn't make any sense without Jenny's healing. But I'm also thinking, no, we're making these decisions, but there's no peace to do anything else. It's the only way I can describe it. And there is a peace, and there was months back when she was in better condition also, but there's that continuing peace. It's difficult and it's unpleasant seeing Jenny. She's currently in Barnet almost by accident. But there's a muddle up about an outpatient appointment, and I'm thinking at the time, something's going wrong here, transport's not right and all that stuff. But she ended up being admitted, and she's actually ended up in the where she should be, in the oncology ward, Mulberry at Barnet, which was unlikely she would get in there, because it's quite popular, but the doctor had put down as target Mulberry, and she went somewhere else first, and then there was the bed, right, we move you across. So that, again, she's in with the right people there. And looking back, well, thinking yesterday that there was a big name prophet who was visiting a church, and at the same time, St. Paul was on his final journey to Jerusalem, and he was staying there for several days, so their paths crossed. And this prophet had a prophecy for Paul about his arrest and imprisonment. And Paul said, and people were horrified and terrified about it. And Paul says, yes, I know, but God's been speaking about this all the way along. And we haven't had anything, a spectacular prophecy like that. But God has been speaking. And even looking back, I see that God was speaking about a time of trauma. And we're going through that time of trauma at this moment. But I just want to emphasize the fatherhood of God, that he's good and he's looking after us.
Yes, amen.
And he knows things we don't know, and he sees things from a perspective we don't see. And there was something else I saw the other day, as this chap talking about testimony where someone healed of cancer. And it wasn't, they're just saying how good it was that it wasn't a pray for, leap up and leap out of bed type of healing, but they went through what they went through.